365 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Also, 1490 WABJ. My name is Ian Wendt. They might be listening on WABJ. Ian Wendt, your host. Talking Bulldog sports today. We're so cold, we're sticking with ice. NCAA women's hockey, NCAA men's hockey, a couple of participants for each of those, so tune in for that. And welcome back, Mike Prang. We got emails, phone calls. They missed you last week.
Yeah, doubt it.
I also lie about emails and phone calls, but glad you're feeling a little bit better.
It's that hometown pizza text line, right?
Yeah, the hometown pizza text line. They let us know all about it. Nolan stepped in last week, did a good job. First time, kind of, thrown in and got us through it. But here we go. Another week of Bulldog Athletics. It's been quite busy for you and the staff and for the school. Oh, what a good way to start bass fishing down in Florida.
Yeah.
Lucky dogs.
Yeah.
Relatively, it's still cold down there, but better than here.
Yeah, I kind of wish I traveled with them to that one. Beats the weather up here.
Yeah.
But bass fishing's in the swing of things now. Their first competition, their Bassmasters Lunkers number one competition. That kind of feeds into one of their national championships down the road. If they qualify, they win the Lunkers division is what it's called. So we had a few boats there, shaking off the cobwebs, 164, 165 boats in the field. Our top boat finished 81st. So first competition of the year, plenty more to go, and continue to rise in those standings.
How many boats does the school have now?
I don't know at the top of my head. I know this competition, I want to say we had 8 in there.
Wow.
But I don't believe that was everyone that competed. So,
man.
More.
That's quite a bit.
Yeah.
So they hang out at the boathouse when they're not being used?
No, we have
storage on campus?
We have the bass barn on campus.
Okay, I didn't think that'd be big enough.
Yeah, the bass barn on campus. And
okay.
Some of the guys have their own personal boats that they use and stuff too. So,
how fun.
Yeah.
How fun for them. Yeah. Should have put that on your list. But they're going to be making more trips, I'm sure, in the cold months. You can head on down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a hope one day.
That's right. Going to the court. Women's basketball. We had their game against Alma right here on the Cave. Nice win by them. And then they fell to Hope on the road. Team that they hung with for the most part at home and then kind of slipped away in the second half. But women's basketball picking up a split. And, boy, we're getting closer to the end than the beginning. Kind of a playoff push right now for them and the men.
Yeah, the second half of the conference round robin has started. So, seeing the conference teams for a second time now. Like you said, this is the second time we've seen Hope already. So, kind of hoping for a few more wins down the stretch and lock in a playoff spot. Top 6 make the conference tournament. We're tied for 7th right now, but, we're showing some life late, especially that win against Alma was nice for us in the conference standings, and hopefully we can build on that.
Earned a split in that series. This might be looking down the road, and hopefully we don't need it. Tie-breaking scenarios, does it go to conference record?
It'll be head-to-head first.
Head-to-head.
And then obviously. The next, if it falls to a different tiebreaker, so like you said, we split with Alma, if it were between us and Alma, and it's record against opponents above you. So it starts at the number one seed, drops to the number 2, 3, 4, if you're still continue to tie until you break that.
Okay.
It just shows that every game matters and every win counts, and you never know when it's going to come into play.
Well, I don't know when that's coming up, but a big one with Kalamazoo then, because that was an overtime loss at their place, and we'll get them here at some point. And, split with St. Mary's, which, would not really help the resume, I don't think, based on the conference. But hopefully we don't need tiebreakers, and we can
grab a seat
and go. The men's team, tied for 7th. I was looking to see what they did. They lost to Alma and Hope, right, this week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So rough week for the men, but, hopefully we're building on something. And like I said, second time through the conference, so hopefully we make some adjustments down the stretch and we were able to sneak up and grab a spot as well.
The two games with Hope this year, I tuned in and watched the last 6 or 7 minutes when they were at Hope, and then looking at the score when they played here, I think it was like an 8-point loss on the road and then 10 at home. Like, that's how close the men's team is to knocking off one of those teams on the west side of the state.
Yeah, it's just getting over the hump. And, I mean, we saw that a couple years ago when, you know, the year Trine won the national championship. Like, we almost beat them in the semifinal at their place. I think it was a two-point loss. And,
we had the ball
in the final seconds and just a turnover cost us that game. But, yeah, I mean, it shows that this team is it's right there. Just needs to continue to put the pieces together. You know, maybe get that one more star score is what we need. And, yeah, like, we're right there with these teams.
Talking back to the women's team for a second, and I think your duties are kind of split with SID. Maybe you see them some weeks and some weeks you don't. Ava Schultz against Alma put together a really good performance. Like, Coach Miller looking for sometimes that third score to really, as you mentioned, for the guys to get them over the hump. And she was on, and that gym was electric for that game.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely helps having that third person, especially, you know, someone on the women's side. I mean, everyone kind of targets Aubrey and Morgan, and, you know, those are our kind of two studs. But to now have someone like Ava in the mix that's starting to score and have an extra threat, and, you know, teams have to scout her now and figure out a way to cover her, and now that may leave Morgan and Aubrey open again, and we can work our game down low, too. And, yeah.
And it helps the underclassmen, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're not putting a lot of on the shoulders of a freshman or a sophomore, and they can rely on those three. And for the guys' side, Seth Logan puts together a 27-point night, and he's capable of doing that really any given Wednesday or Saturday or whenever they play.
Yeah, and, I mean, Seth Logan is just – what the thing I love about Seth Logan was freshman year did not see any minutes. Sophomore year was still kind of he made the varsity roster, but was the guy that came in for, you know, garbage time when we cleared the bench up 10, down 10, what have you. And then, I mean, last year he really came alive, and this year even better. And that just shows his work ethic and what he's done, you know, throughout his 4 years here, and how he wants to get better every day. And he's in the gym every day, and it's shown. It's shown that you can go from, you know, not playing your freshman year to be, you know, the team's top player by your senior year.
Right. Then, you know, with him, and then you got Aubrey and Morgan, four-year players in college sports in general at one school. You just don't see that often at the D3 level. If you show promise, other schools are scouting you.
Yes.
That's just the nature of it. And for those three, and there's others I'm missing that are upperclassmen on these teams, like, you stuck with it. And Morgan and Aubrey, they've stuck with two different coaches.
Yeah.
So just says a lot. That makes the senior day special when those come up for those players and the coaches. So.
Exactly, yeah.
All right, so moving along, we got wrestling. The women's squad got a nice win Friday night against Tiffin, 30-20. It's nice to pick up some dual wins and get some of those familiar names that did well at the Indiana Tech Open a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, the women's team has done pretty well as of late. I mean, like you said, the Warrior Open down at Indiana Tech was very successful for us. We had a couple champions there. And then, yeah, picking up a good dual win against Tiffin, and then hopefully into this week. We have Albion tomorrow night at home. That's senior day for the women's wrestling team. And, you know, keep going into regionals.
Yeah, there's no MIAA conference for women's wrestling.
Not yet, no.
Not yet.
Not enough teams in the MIAA have women's wrestling. We're getting there.
Yeah.
You know, Trine's got a team, Albion's got a team, and Alma's got a team. But, you know, we still need one or two more to fully, you know, absorb it as a conference sport.
So then for them, the team, can the team qualify for something or...
Yeah, so we can submit people, we can submit someone at every weight class for regionals.
Okay.
And then the top four at each weight class advances to the national championship. And obviously the more people that qualify, the more team points you get for the national championship and regional championship. So, you know, when you get wrestling, and same thing on the men's side, is such an – it's a team but individualized sport, if
right.
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like
it's
a track
like golf.
And golf. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly. So – I mean, everyone's kind of competing for their own individual championship, but the more you qualify, the more team points you get, and there still is a team national champion every year.
Yeah, like when I was talking with on the men's side, Aiden Smith, a few weeks ago, and obviously his goal is to win a national championship and be an All-American, and, you know, we talked about also getting the team there.
Yeah.
Right? So it's that duality of those things. The men's side, I went to their senior day against Trine. That was a battle to the very end. It came down to, Coach told me it was like the fourth tiebreak or something like that to figure it out. And that was a tough one because, you know, I had an injury in the first weight class. You're down 6-0, clawed their way back, and give those guys credit. But, you know, they took the loss there, and then a recent one to Albion. So not a great start in conference.
No, and, I mean, it was kind of a shock. We were projected to win the conference, and, you know, that one against Trine was a shock. And, yeah, like you said, it kind of is tough going down 6-0 to start with that injury. And but, yeah, we battled back, and unfortunately it came down to the tiebreakers, which didn't go in our favor. Albion's got a solid squad on the men's side. I mean, that was kind of a team that was giving us some trouble last year. We were able to pull it off last year, but this year they got us. And, I mean, we got one more against Olivet next week. So hopefully we can just finish the conference season strong and, like I said, for the women, build momentum going into the regionals.
Right. Chance to showcase some young talent, not a conference event, but over the weekend. Yeah, I found that interesting to read that summary and that mention of young talent. I went to senior day, and there was young talent on the mat wrestling, you know, anyway. So seems like a younger squad maybe for Bill, or at least the guys that are starting underclassmen.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Schindel is one of the types of guys where he's looking to win at all costs, and, you know, every single year. He's recruiting the guy to replace his current starter. And, I mean, that's what builds a solid program and stuff. So, yeah, I mean, to have the younger guys starting and competing at the conference duels and tournaments that we have has been great. I mean, you know, it's great for our growth and down the stretch. But, you know, kind of like a Seth Logan thing, they have to keep working like Seth does, mm-hmm. you know, to keep their spot because, you know, Coach Schindel is always looking for the next guy up and, you know, who's got the hot hand. So, but, yeah, over the weekend, the Whizzer Open hosted by Henry Ford Community College. We had only freshmen and sophomores wrestled there. We had two guys come out with fourth-place finishes. So, you know, solid weekend for those young guys that don't necessarily get to wrestle as much but still, you know, have opportunities to showcase their talents and potentially earn their spot.
Do you know how many schools were in that roughly?
There's about 8 to 10, I want to say.
So, all right. Talking Bulldog Athletics with Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at Adrian College. A little bit extended today. He felt bad about missing last week, so we're doing an extended conversation today. Men's Division One. Talked with, blanking on his name, had a young man on last week.
Cyrus Toth.
Yes, Mr. Toth and the best mustache, I think, on the team.
Raleigh Fingers style.
Yeah, went down to Liberty to take on the number 9 Flames, right?
Yep.
And, boy, earned a split. It's tough to win on the road and give Gary Estalas and those guys credit. So nice job by them to get some points.
Yeah, and the win they had in game one, I mean, primetime Friday night game at Liberty, I mean, packed house there, games on ESPN+, and they were down 4-2. Came back and tied it, and then 18 seconds into overtime, we win the opening faceoff. Sebastian Smith goes down and scores. So,
wow.
Gives us a little OT victory against them. We were the 8th-ranked team in the country. They were 9. They got the best of us on game 2, but Friday night was nice to see that team not give up and fight. And Peyton Traska in goal had a nice night with 30 saves. So, overall, solid trip. Always going to Liberty and coming away with a win of some sort because it's always tough to play there.
Yeah, absolutely. This team did a third period comeback recently. Was it against Calvin? They were down
Hope.
Late. Was it Hope?
Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were down 3.
And that was
nothing.
At home, right?
We were down 3-0 entering 3-0 late in the second. We scored a goal towards the end of the second, make it 3-1, and we won 5-3. So big third period.
A little stress for Coach Estalas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and that was a big conference win for us too.
Yeah. And a good, you know, add to the league, right?
The
Great Lakes Six to just continue to bolster that league, and it's all about where you're seated at Nationals, and if you get there, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Got to qualify first, and then, you know, get seated based on your national rankings.
Try to get a bye or two, depending on how the stuff goes with that. Let's see. We got the NCAA men's hockey. Best trip to St. Norbert in program history. I had to double-check that. two or three times. This is the best they've done at St. Norbert. Took 5 out of 6 points. They move up in the rankings to number 4. And I feel like I could talk about this as much as you because I was there. But just a fantastic weekend by a couple of guys that we're going to talk to later in the show. Brad Summers and Ryan Pirro, so forward and a goalie.
Yeah, I mean, taking 5 out of 6 from St. Norbert's pretty big. Especially they split earlier in the year with Aurora, picking up a regulation win, but also dropping one to Aurora on the road. And then they had a shootout and an overtime win against Trine on the road. So St. Norbert's always been a good team. And, I mean, we're getting hot at the right time, which is great, picking up that big 4-1 win on Friday. And then coming back to tie it and force a shootout on Saturday. And, yeah, I mean, grabbing those 5 points was huge for us. We had previously had a 3-point lead in the conference. Now we got a 5-point lead with 2 weekends to go. And it was also big that Aurora and Trine split. That was kind of what we were hoping for the conference standings, to give us a little bit more cushion. And, yeah, they did just that.
Right. Have to play Concordia, Wisconsin this weekend. And then a big one with Trine, home and home the weekend after that. So anything can happen. We've seen this happen before in the conference. But, gosh, they look good.
Yeah.
They look fast. They look, you know, disciplined defensively. Ryan Pirros was – I was running out of adjectives to describe how he played. I mean, this looked like a guy that, you know, in the notes here you have for me, he started the national championship last year.
Yeah.
For Utica. I mean, he looked every bit the part. So, uberly impressed with those guys. Women's hockey, they take all 6 points from St. Norbert as well at home. This was a 2-1 final and then 5-1. The Bulldogs hanging out at number 9 in the latest rankings on the women's side. Norbert's in the slide right now on the women's side. It's not been a good 3-4 weeks for them, and Bulldogs took advantage.
Yeah, I mean, they've been a team that's struggling to score. St. Norbert has, and 2-1 and 5-1 has been. It was a great series for us. I mean, especially we only have a 1-point lead in that conference because Concordia, Wisconsin is really doing well. I mean, they're 19-0-1 on the year, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And so we hold a 1-point lead over them in the conference. What they did against St. Norbert was they tied and won in a shootout, and then they shut them out the next night 4-0. So they took 5 of 6 from St. Norbert to stay right there with us in the standings. So that makes this weekend against Concordia so much bigger, you know, that 2-game series, and it's on the road, so that's going to be tough to deal with. But, I mean, if we play like we did against St. Norbert, I mean, that was a very physical game that St. Norbert came out and played. It was very fast, and St. Norbert's forechecking was on point, but our girls were able to deal with it well and put the puck in the back of the net.
Well, and someone who didn't let the puck in the back of the net, we should be talking to here in a little bit, Kira Stack, the Bulldog goalkeeper. Gave up 2 goals in a weekend. It's been a while since she's done that in conference play. She's been outstanding for the team. She's a sophomore. And also we're going to talk to Parker Bayer later on defense from Appleton, Wisconsin. She's found a bit of a scoring streak as Parker. She has 6 goals, 16 points this year, and a young but very talented Bulldog squad for Coach Chad Davis. And, you know, maybe this past weekend wasn't, you know, Norbert isn't Norbert from last year, but maybe it was a psychological thing now. Like, this team knocked us out last year.
Yeah.
You know, and
it was definitely
this is
a revenge.
An opportunity.
It was a revenge weekend. I mean, you look back to last year, Slots Cup Finals on the road. We give up a goal for them to tie it with the extra attacker, and then we drop it in overtime. It was a tough one, and that ended our season last year. So, I mean, this was a big revenge weekend. It was alumni weekend. We retired Kelsey Cush's number 11. She's the first NCAA women's hockey player to go into the Hall of Fame at Adrian College. That happened this past fall, so they did a nice little jersey retirement ceremony for her.
All right, one more team to get to. We got men's volleyball. They finally got to play at home. I talked to Sam Landers last week and took a set from Concordia Chicago, but ultimately lost in 4. But this is a team that, you know, even if they don't take the set, they're keeping it competitive.
Yeah, I mean, nice of them they played really hard against Concordia Chicago, and they had their opportunities. And I mean, you look at the statistics, like we didn't hit poorly. You know, our hitting percentages weren't, you know, too bad. It was just, you know, they got the best of us. And I think you know, getting at home, the home crowd, you know, kind of was it wasn't too existent yesterday, actually. You know, over the weekend. So, I mean, hoping that we can build on that throughout the year and give these guys a little bit more momentum where it's tough to play at the Merrill at now. So, but I mean, Coach Soto saw some good things over the weekend, and he's looking to build on that going into conference play in the next couple weeks.
Yeah, speaking of atmosphere, real quick note before we say goodbye to Mr. Prang and get some hockey players in here. That Alma game for the women's team, basketball last Wednesday, there must have been at least 40 football players there, and they were involved.
That's awesome.
You know, like, it's one thing to be there, but another thing to get involved, like cheering positively, you know, supporting your classmates. Like, you go to school with these young ladies, and I watched part of the NCAA women's game when they were playing Norbert. There was a crowd. I mean, you got around the glass there too, so it's about the atmosphere. I know it's not Division One, and you know, teams got practices and games and stuff like that, but that's nice to see for sure. So hopefully we can get the community and the school to come out and, you know, support the men's volleyball team, and hopefully they get some more. Are they home this weekend?
Yep, they're home on Saturday.
Home on Saturday. Do you know if it's night?
Morning.
3 o'clock.
Our noon game. Noon match.
Okay. Well, AdrianBulldogs.com.
Yes.
For all the latest information. This has been your sports information director portion of the show. Mike Prang, he's back. He's not 100%. He's about 85%. Yes, he saved a sniff for the very end. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to talk some Bulldog hockey. The rest of the show, we'll go NCAA women's style first. They are here. Just barely. I think Mike had to call him. I'm not sure what was going on, but we'll talk with a couple Lady Bulldogs right after this on 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
Hello and welcome back to the AC All Access Show. We are on the Cave tonight. Your host, Ian Wen, our engineer, Josh Mitchell, all the way back in our downtown Adrian studios, way, way in the town. We're way over here on Main Street. Joint's kind of jumping on a Monday, right? Stacy? Yeah? We need to give you a microphone one of these Mondays. Maybe next week. We'll have you co-host the show. All right, fine. We have enough things to plug in. Just got to bring the extra headset. All right, it's time to talk some NCAA women's hockey. We just got done bragging about these two with Mike Prang, the sports information director. And Bulldogs sweep the Green Knights 2-1 and 5-1 at home. The Friday and Saturday get the 6 points, and it's a conference championship weekend, regular season style, coming up. This weekend, I'm going to get back on the Bulldog bus and head out with these ladies to the Milwaukee area. So a little less of a trip than last week. We have Kira Stack and Parker Beyer with me, and we got the names official from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And you two have a couple of names that can be misconstrued, but I'm glad we got the record straight on that, number one. Number two, congrats on the wins. I'm going to go with the goal scorer first, Parker. I mean, where does this come from? Miss Stack is already kind of laughing at you, but you found the back of the net the last few weekends. What's up with that? That's just part of your game now? Or it's always been part of your game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've definitely been able to, like, kind of make more of an impact. I'm definitely kind of peaking at this point, but I just think it comes from, like, hard work and, like, working as a group and as a team. Like, my teammates are supporting me 100%. Like, they've really helped me come out and, like, just be the best player I can be. So definitely couldn't do without them, and I'm so glad I'm able to contribute.
Last year, and, you know, talked a little bit, you didn't get to play.
Mm-hmm.
And we went on the road a couple times to play St. Norbert, and the results weren't exactly what we wanted, and especially in the season. And I know you talked about this on camera, big camera, mm-hmm. over the weekend, but it had to feel good, you know, for you and for the ladies that were on the team last year to kind of get this win. So what was the locker room like, PG-style, radio safe, Saturday afternoon after the second win?
Yeah, we were just ecstatic. I mean, so many of us, I know we have a lot of new people, but, like, even they knew, like, how badly the rivalry is and how, like, bad we hurt from those losses last year. And so being able to, like, come home on our home rink, like, defend our home ice and just beat St. Norbert's, just, like, there's nothing better. So it was just amazing. The energy was awesome. We were all together.
And this season right now, 16 points, 10 assists and 6 goals, 29 block shots. So you're a 200-foot player.
Yeah.
Which is more fun, scoring or blocking shots? Your goalie's right here, by the way.
I know.
So.
I love blocking shots. I mean, putting goals in the back of the net are awesome, but, like, I love doing the little things, and it's just so impactful. I mean, Kira puts her body in the line all the time, so, like, any little thing I could take away from her, any chance I get, I want to do that. So,
switching over to your goalie, I saw the final score, and I go, she might not have faced that many shots. That was contrary. The ones that Parker didn't block, they were getting into you. Could you talk about kind of just the vibe and the feeling you had this weekend. Things were moving pretty well for you.
I mean, I think just on the end for myself, it was very much in like watching it, forgetting about it kind of a thing. I wouldn't have been able to tell you how many shots I had over the weekend. It didn't feel like I had that many. But it's just one of those things when you're in the zone, you're kind of just playing hockey and it tends to work out sometimes.
When a team is down 2-1, late stages, they're pressing, they pull their goalie, they're getting in the nitty-gritty area. What's it like being a goalie in that situation? Like, I'm stressed out watching it. I can't imagine you.
It's one of those things when you're so in the zone, you don't even, like, you know there's a 6-on-5, but the only thing on your mind is that puck and just making sure it stays out of the net. And I think I have such a good team that I know everyone has my back, and that's, we're really putting all bodies on the line for it. So I think I'm just worrying about the puck and doing my job, and I know everyone else is going to help me around the net to make sure that stays that 2-1 game.
Yeah, and I'll say matured. We're all just constantly maturing, but watching sports on TV, there's different angles for things. Like, you can see, oh, that person's wide open on this pass, or, you know, that pitch was clearly a ball. They don't think of in the athlete's line of vision. Goalie final 2 minutes. You got Parker right in front of you trying to block a shot. You got St. Norbert players. Is it just about positioning or instinct, or how do you even practice that?
I think it's something, experience is the biggest thing that you could probably give to it. There's a lot of situational reads just playing through it over the years, and just kind of knowing, like, hey, righties, lefties, who's on your back door, who's open, what do you got out there, and what their tendencies are. Obviously, we have our practice habits, so I know how a lot of times our team's going to respond, so that helps me decide how I'm going to respond off of it, just because I think we do have a very good structural team, so it helps me play my best game, because I know, like, hey, Parker's going to be taking the stick or taking the body, and kind of just helps you know what's open on the ice and what's going to be open, because it's always changing every second of the game.
That's right. You're both sophomores. Parker, we'll go back to you. And I mentioned with Prang talking a little bit before you came on, quite a crowd there. I think both nights it was pretty good. And to have the jersey retirement and all these different things, like obviously connection with Coach Davis from his first tenure here, and just the experience of Bulldog hockey for you, did you get some emotion from the weekend, from that kind of stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it was awesome. We knew going into it that we were going to have a lot of people there, and then just the amount of alums that we had was just, like, absolutely incredible. I mean, you come into Adrian, and you know you have a winning culture. You know the traditions, but, like, to see those people come back and, like, care so much about how we are doing when, like, we don't even know most of them, and, like, they just care so much about the program that they were a part of building, and so to be able to, like, have the performance that we did and, like, kind of showcase that the culture that they built, we still have going on. Like, we're still producing that winning culture. We're still holding out to that. So, yeah, it was awesome.
Was it, like, people coming up to you that you don't know but they knew you?
Yeah,
kind of absolutely. Thing? And, like,
yeah.
That's a little, whoa, you know, starstruck in a way, right?
Yes.
Like, oh, there are people out there that, you know, follow this program and obviously wants to succeed. Kira, same question for you with kind of the pomp and circumstance of the Arrington this weekend.
I mean, it was something great, like, seeing all the alumni in that new lounge upstairs was kind of just surreal, being like, hey, like, they care about us still, and they still really want this program to succeed, and we got to do, like, a bagels and donuts breakfast with them in the on Saturday morning before our second game. It was just kind of talking with them was very, like, wow, this program, like, right now we're already in it, it means so much, and just, like, how much, like, the alumni support and, like, how our futures are going to look down the road here. It's just, like, this program has so much support going for it, and, like Parker said, like, their traditions, like, everything behind it is just, like, so important, and just kind of seeing that full circle moment of, like, what the alumni think of it still, and, like, how we want to make them proud, and, like, you know, they made it so we wanted to come to this program, is, like, kind of just leave it how we left it, how they left it, kind of a moment. Was very surreal, and then, like, all the students coming on Friday night, it was our SAT game, and that was, like, super fun and awesome, because obviously as a sports school, everyone's always running around doing their own sports, but for the students to take, you know, an extra hour out of their day and come support us, cheer us on, meant, like, the world to us.
And with the program, you both mentioned it, is there's one elusive thing for this program, right? We all know what it is, and a major step toward that, I think, is going to be this weekend. The importance of getting the top seed in the postseason conference tournament helps. You get a lot of home games down the stretch and can dictate things in the NCAA tournament. Parker, just your thoughts on this weekend coming up with Concordia, Wisconsin. They seem like the real deal.
Yeah, And, like, I think we're definitely not taking them lightly whatsoever. It's kind of like we knew St. Norbert's and then Concordia, and, like, basically all the weekends going forward, we're going to have to bring our best hockey. And we're just kind of going, it's, like, one step at a time. Like, just one weekend, focusing on the now, focusing on the present, like, not overlooking anybody because you just can't afford to. So we're just, like you said, we're just taking it one step at a time. Next goal, next goal, next goal.
All right, Kieran, your next goal for you is to not allow the next goal. The next goal. Have you had a chance to look at Concordia, what they like to do? Are they a speed team? Are they a possession team?
They're a very smart hockey team. I give them a lot of credit. They're very good at picking off passes and whatnot. They have two players that are putting up some pretty good numbers this year, especially if they're given time and space. They've got some pretty hard, sharp shooters. So from my end, I think I got to be aware of that they're going to be kind of seeing some stuff on the ice and making good reads on our against our team. So I'm expecting them to be a very smart and hardworking team. Last year, they came into our building and we split with them, and, like, you know, they had a lot of heart that went out there with their game. So I think one thing is, like, I know they're always going to bring the heart, so we have to match that.
Parker, the weekend I was with you guys for Lake Forest, I think Chad jumbled up the lines a little bit, game one to game two. Who did you end up skating with for the majority of the weekend, would you say, against St. Norbert?
I would say I was out there so many different D. I mean, I feel like all the time, okay, all of us D work so well together. I was mostly out there with my main partner's number 14, Julia Richardson.
Okay.
But I got to be out there with Soph as well, and then Kaylee too. So it's just like, it's awesome. All of us D work so well together. We're just able to be thrown out and we produce and do well.
Well, that was good to see that Sophie was in the lineup, because she took a hit against Dubuque that kind of scared people up, and wow, and I was watching. So good to see her. There was someone else Chad was worried about, but I saw her practicing. Markovich? Is that how you say her name?
Mm-hmm.
Was she played?
Yeah.
She was good?
Yeah, she took a puck to the collarbone.
Yeah.
Nice Courtney Ben shot, so that takes moment. But she was all good.
Okay. All right. Good. Well, let's see what else we got going on here. Nothing. I mean, it's all this weekend. Right? I mean, we got Trine afterwards, take care of business there, a home-and-home series with the Thunder, and then, you know, number one, congrats on clinching a playoff spot. You're going to play some postseason hockey. And, and number two, let's try to get that one seed this weekend. So thank you both for taking the time, and we're actually out of it for now. You're done. Your obligation is taken care of. Kira Stack, Parker Beyer, thank you, number one, for clearing up the name situation, because I've heard it a couple different ways. And congrats on the wins, and let's keep it rolling.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, Adrian College NCAA Women's Hockey. And their goalie, Kira Stack, and their defenseman, Parker Beyer, on the show tonight. We're going to pause for a word from Frickers and Adrian College. And then it's NCAA Men's Hockey time. We got Brent Summers, Ryan Piros waiting in the wing. They've seen enough of me, so we'll see how they do today. We'll be back with more of the ACL Access Show. I'm Ian Wendt, 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243AD Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.
All right, welcome back to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com. Into the hearts and minds of Adrian College athletes, I'm Ian Wett. Yeah, it's Stacey Mitchell, my silent co-host. We have Anna, whose last name I didn't write down, so it's Anna with ACTV. We'll go with that. If you see these clips on social media, it's because she posted those up. I'd like to thank our first guest for being on the show, Mike Prang, Sports Information Director, and Kira Stack and Parker Beyer with the NCAA Women's Hockey Team, and now a couple of NCAA Men's Hockey players that... feel like we just got off the bus from the Green Bay area, but here we are on a Monday night. We got Brad Summers and Ryan Piros, a senior forward and a sophomore goalkeeper. I mean, if I could have picked two guys to talk to, it would be you two, so I appreciate you coming on.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Stacey, do you want to talk about the guy who scored goals or the one that prevented goals first? Which one?
I don't know.
Okay, we like goals. Sorry, Ryan, we'll go with Brad first. It's tough to get 3 points at St. Norbert. You were able to get all five. Game-winning goal for you on Friday, and then the shootout winner on Saturday. Could you just talk about the team's mindset and kind of your overall thoughts from the weekend?
Yeah, just going in the week, we knew what was at stake. Obviously, St. Norbert, Adrian, all the history going back, like the best rivalry and NCAA hockey, so we knew what we were up against, prepared pretty well, watched a lot of video on them, and just focused on ourselves. Later in the week, got together, had a bunch of team meetings, and just reminded ourselves like how close of a group we are and how confident we are in each other, and it showed on the ice this weekend. We played for each other, sacrificed, stayed pretty disciplined, and ended up getting the two wins.
Aside from Ryan stopping a bunch of shots, I feel like you guys didn't allow as much as you could have defensively against the Green Knights. I feel like they couldn't get the puck to the middle comfortably. They were taking shots from odd angles most of the time. Ryan might argue the other way. But that's a really good hockey team on the other side, and especially going into Saturday, desperate for points, right? They're trying to get toward the top of the conference and host some playoff games. Could you, I know you scored those goals, Brad, but focus on the defense first, because that led to ultimately the offense where you scored your goal on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, we tried to just keep everything in front of us for the most part. Like, they're obviously a good, fast team. They're going to get chances. So are we. It's just going to happen. But I think our D did a good job just killing plays, and our fours did a good job tracking back and communicating and just sorting everything out to not give up like second or third chances, and tried to make Ryan's job as easy as possible.
Brad, on the offensive side, your power play goal on Saturday, nice little pass from Ian Amsball from one circle to the other. And I mean, I can't imagine how many times you practice that on any given week. And he was going through it, right? He was not 100% heading into that power play, right?
Yeah. So, me and Ian have been playing together the last 2 years quite a bit. And, like, in practice all week, we're just working on finding each other and making plays. We've developed some good chemistry, so it's easy to play with a guy that good, and you just kind of find an open spot, and he'll find you. I didn't see the play before where he ended up getting hurt, but came back to the bench. He was in all kinds of pain, and then we end up going on the power play. He's all ready to go, so it ended up working out.
Yeah, I'd say so. And we'll turn our attention now to Ryan. I have a ton of questions for you. I don't think we have enough time for all of them, but the first one, I'm going to go back to probably the summer. Like, what brought you to Adrian College? This will be your third stop in college hockey.
Kind of a crazy journey getting here. Don't want to go too deep into it, but obviously being from Michigan and then always hearing about Adrian, just around home, around a bunch of guys, just always heard it's a good program. And then things going on here at home, so took the chance and got in contact with Philly, and it worked out. So good program, happy to be a part of it. And just happy to be here. Hopefully will be my final stop. So, yeah.
I had to ask. I mean, it's tell you what, watching you play this weekend, glad you were in a Bulldog uniform. And just the weekend for you, and you've gone up against some top-tier D3 talent, just the way the schedule unfolded. Looking back on the weekend for you, have you come to grips with what happened? I mean, you were doing a brick wall impression most of the weekend.
Again, like Brad said, just tons of video on Norbert, and just, again, I think the biggest rivalry in D3 hockey. So I just, I don't know, we knew it was important to us. We needed the points and setting ourselves up for a bigger goal. But I don't know, the guys made it easy, and just like Brad said, kept everything in front of us and not too many crazy opportunities. So just glad to get out of there 5 out of 6 points. And
Did you get any advice or pointers or anything from guys like Brad or maybe the captain Jake Swade about playing in this barn? Because being from Utica, you haven't seen St. Norbert, but you know the rivalry, right? You know the school and the tradition they have.
Yeah, I mean, freshman year, been there once with Dubuque, but it was nothing like the atmosphere going in with Adrian. So again, like knowing their history last year, just kind of wanting to get back at them. And just knew the importance, looking at all the older guys, like wanting to make a push this year. So we know Norbert's going to be one of those teams that we're going to have to beat, along with a couple of others. But I knew the importance of it, just how serious and the tone at the start of the week, and just a really important weekend for our group. So it was good to come out on top.
Ryan, my legs were shaking, and I was nervous in overtime in a shootout. I know you were not feeling the same way I was, but, I mean, 3-on-3 situation in overtime with the talent on both sides, you knew you were going to get some chances with that. And, obviously something you practice, but maybe not a ton, is 3-on-3 stuff. How would you compare it to maybe a shootout type of situation when you're trying to defend that?
Like 3-on-3, it gets down to that point. One little thing can mess everything up, but at the end of the day, I just try to treat it like every other game scenario. I mean, at the end of the day, you're just playing hockey, right? We've been doing it forever, so.
Instinct.
Try not to get nervous. I mean, obviously it's a big thing, but I feel like, again, what we've put the time into and just training all the time, I feel like it kind of comes natural at that point. So,
All right, so we made it through the overtime. We're into a shootout. Lucas Deeb goes first for you guys. It's a freshman. I mean, that's youth going out there. And couldn't find the back of the net. Then Coach Philly goes, Brad, go. I said it on the call. I said, I love this move. I mean, found the back of the net twice. And could you talk me through that? Is that just instinct at that point for you? Or is that your go-to move, Brad? go-to move, just a
so we'll do wrister. Like shootouts every week, like Thursdays at the end of practice. And I'm usually not a guy that scores. Deeber is. So I liked him going first. And then I didn't think I was going to go like second or anything, but Philly came over and said I was going, so talked to Orps and Lovey were beside me. I was like, oh, what should I do? And then they Devin kind of brought up just come in and shoot it. Through the overtime I made a couple turnovers, noticed the ice was pretty bad, so I was like, yeah, I'm not Deacon, I'm just going and shooting it. And it ended up working out, and that was it. I'm glad I could score that and we'd get the win.
And who knows? We'll keep it a secret who the third shooter was going to be if we got to that point. But Ryan shut the door on the other end for the Green Knights. And I know there's more saves ahead and hopefully some more celebrations for you guys. But that one had to feel real good. Get that final kick save and go celebrate behind your goal. Take me through that, Ryan. You don't need to get too emotional, but that's a big moment. You can kind of breathe a sigh of relief.
No, it's a good moment, but like as we talk about all year, like it's just we build belief every week and just small stepping stones trying to get to the bigger picture and what we want to do as a group. So I think it was emotional. It was a battle, all the ups and downs, the calls back from the refs, things like that. So it was kind of a crazy game, but yeah, like it felt good. Brad scored, so I was like, if I can shut down one more guy, it's over. And that's all she wrote. So it was good. All the boys getting excited and then going in front of their crowd was fun. So good.
It was, yeah. Camera panned away from that real quick, which might be a good thing. I don't know. A lot of stuff goes on in those dog piles, so to speak, behind the goal. But let's look ahead, Brad. We got a NCHA regular season championship on the line the next couple of weeks. You have Concordia University, Wisconsin coming in. They're jockeying for position in the middle of the conference. Bulldogs are trying to win the Peters Cup and host every playoff game that they're in the conference. Any initial thoughts on Concordia?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. They beat Norbert the previous weekend, so we know that they're going to come and want to beat us. Every team gives us their best game, so we got to be ready for them. But we're just focused on trying to take every game one at a time, and just keep winning, keep rolling here, going into playoffs, going down the stretch.
I believe, I don't have the website in front of me, one of those games is senior day, right?
Yeah, Saturday. Saturday, yeah. Senior night, so that'll be special for us.
Yeah, Brad, I'll tell you a little story. Coach Tim Coughlin, St. Norbert, he comes up and does a pregame interview with their media people, and I heard him mention your name, and I think he's tired of seeing you. Glad that you're a senior, but Brad, could you, I mean, you've gone through many senior days for your classmates and your teammates, and now it's your turn. Obviously, no time to think about that, but I have to ask you a little bit about, hey, it's here, this is senior day, more finalities, more things coming to a close here.
Yeah, no, it'll be a special day having my family in town and all the other guys' families here, just celebrate together, kind of look back on the 4 years as a group, and I don't know, it'll just be exciting to share that moment with my family and friends, and I know it'll be special for all of us.
Senior question for the sophomore. I mean, this is, you mentioned, you know, coming to Adrian and it's, you know, some more veteran flair. You got a few handful of seniors on the team, and obviously you play for each other and you do things for each other, but that senior class, you know, a little more tugging at the heartstrings probably.
Yeah, I mean, coming in, again, a whole new group of guys, just they've been welcoming and just, again, how close we became as a team and honestly just brothers at this point. Like, we do everything together. So it's never easy. Like, as a younger guy, I kind of don't like senior night because it's getting closer to the end. But I don't know. I built special relationships, again, living with Brad and then all the seniors, realistically. So, I mean, it's just it's an emotional night. But at the end of the day, like, if we can complete that goal at the end of the year, then it's sending them off on a high note. So I think, yeah, they're an important piece to our group for sure.
Well said. And it'll be your senior day before you know it.
Sadly.
Yeah. Get a degree first, right? Yeah. Walk across that stage and get that beautiful Adrian College diploma. Well, Brad Summers, Rampiros, thank you both for getting on the show. I know it's your day off. You could have been doing a lot of other things, but get back to work. You'll be on the ice this weekend at 7 p.m. on Friday, 4 p.m. Saturday. Both games are home. Senior day for Brad and the rest of the senior Bulldogs. So thank you both so much. Congrats on those wins. Let's get a few more to close out the year.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys. All right. I'd like to let you all know a little bit about Frickers. Sit down and let me tell you a story about Frickers. They have these weekday specials. Monday, boneless chicken. Tuesday, bone-in chicken. Wednesday, you get a steak. Thursday, chicken chunks. You guys can take your headsets off. You don't need to hear me talk about chicken. No, oh, do they want to hear about the special things? Lean in, let me tell you. So Thursday is the chicken chunks. Every day for lunch, 11 to 2, they got lunch specials. Main thing, you can get a wrap. You can just get boneless chicken. You can get a burger. I don't know if the BLT's on it or not.
It is.
Is it? Is the BLT on it, Stacey?
Oh. Pretty sure.
I just get the same thing every time. Oh, we could get a menu. Want to get a menu? We got a couple minutes. This is ad-libbing about Frickers, guys. We're live right now. These guys are in awe. Yeah, BLT sandwich. Oh, my gosh.
Barbecue pork
sandwich. A hot dog. Ham and cheese. This is like off-season stuff for you guys. You're not allowed for this kind of stuff. I mean, chicken strips, a burger, boneless wings. The frickin' chicken wrap is the one I go for. Get some garlic parm sauce. Good stuff. That's 11 to 2. And a BLT. We had real bacon chopped up in our frickin' chicken salad today. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful stuff. Happy hour, 3 to 6 and 9 to close. Every day at Frickers. And don't forget the Parkmore chicken. That's Sundays. I know. I was going to come here yesterday, get chicken, but I knew I'd be here today. You know, I don't want people to judge me. I don't want to be judged. I'm already judged enough.
Nobody has to know, Ian.
No one has to know except everyone listening.
People listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Except them. Well, thanks to Ann with ACTV. Mm-hmm. Thanks to Stacy Mitchell. And thanks to Josh Mitchell, engineer. No relation. Just share last names. Thanks to Kira Stack and Parker Beyer with the NCAA Women's Hockey Team. Thanks to Mike Prang, Sports Information Director at the college, and Brad Summers, Ryan Piros with the NCAA Men's Team. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. I'm Ian Wendt. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
Spend this coming Saturday with the Bulldogs. Men's volleyball starts at 11, women's hockey at noon, men's basketball at 3, and finish the night with men's hockey at 4 and 8 p.m.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
The best in regional sports from Southeast Michigan. WLEN HD2, W243 AD, Adrian, 96.5 The Cave.